If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
11:13 on WGN. I talked about this the other day. I'm about to introduce you to one of the nurses in the Dove commercial. If you watch television, you can't miss this thing. It's just a series of photographs of people on the front line, technicians, doctors, nurses, and they all have something in common. A look of exhaustion, determination. These are the people fighting for you and me. They also have hard faces. Calluses, scabs, lines. There's one woman whose skin is so perforated by where her mask looks that it looks like a permanent scar. She's a lovely lady, and I thought, wow, is that what it's like wearing one of those masks? The lady I'm thinking about, and when you see the ad, you'll recognize her face, is Patty. They had the nurses' names, or the people's names, in the lower left-hand corner when I watch it online. Patty is a nurse that you see in that ad, and she's on line 7. Hey, Patty, you're on WGN Radio in Chicago. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fine. You're not working today?
I am off, which is why you're able to talk to me today.
Well, thank you for giving us some of your time, because I suspect that a day off is very valuable to you, and I appreciate your time. That was my description of you in the ad and your face. Would you endorse what I said? Did I get it right there, Patty?
Yes, Don, you did. You got it right. We are exhausted. At times we feel defeated, but we're still determined. And we are still ready to show up every day and do what we set out to do.
You can you tell me how that picture came about? I mean, how did Dove find you, or you find Dove? How did you appear in that ad?
So I was sitting at the nursing station and documenting, and my face just was really hurting and felt really raw. And no one carries a mirror nowadays, but everyone has a cell phone. So I used my cell phone as a mirror, and I snapped a picture. And it was a selfie. I decided to post it on my Instagram with the caption about, you know, how I'm feeling in my day. And a rep from Dove reached out to me, and then we got the commercial from that, just to make a long story short. So they found me.
As I said, Patty, it looks like it's a scar. We see a perfect outline of where your face mask sat. Under your eyes, we see these sort of 45-degree angle lines. Can you just tell me, is that a permanent scar? Is that a crease? What happens there?
So they're just like deep lines and indentations, because we actually wear two masks. We wear N95, which fits really, really tight and forms a very tight seal. And we wear that for about 12 hours, which is how long our shift lasts. And we wear a surgical mask on top of that to preserve the N95 because of the national shortage. So it's just deep pigmentation, and then it's irritation from the actual material that it's made with. And that's how my face looks. That's how all my coworkers' face looks. Yeah, it's not nice. It's not pretty.
You know, we were talking about fashioning our own masks and going to the grocery stores, Patty. And when we do, for 20 minutes, it feels really uncomfortable. And I don't even have an N95. I understand those are very form-fitting and tight. I can't imagine having to have something like that on all day long.
It's hard. It's definitely not something we're used to, because we've never had to do this before. I mean, you get headaches sometimes because of the elastic strap that wraps around your head. Sometimes you feel lightheaded. But like anything else, healthcare workers are so resilient, and we just adapt to the changes. Wearing masks all day is the new normal now.
When you saw the commercial with your face, and for those of you who haven't seen it, as I recall now, I don't have the video right in front of me. I think you have a plastic head covering, is that right? And we can see your nurse clothes, but then we see the mask is down, and we can see where it was fitting on your face. When you saw it on TV, when you saw the commercial for the first time, however you saw it, what was your reaction? What did you think?
I was like, wow, that's me. That's us. I saw everyone else in that commercial as well, and I thought it was a powerful commercial. I felt proud because I knew that everybody in that commercial was an actress or a model. Everyone in that commercial is actually a real healthcare provider in the real life situation, and I thought it couldn't get more real than using real people. So I felt proud of that moment. I just was proud.
We were going to talk to a couple of the people in the ad. I'm so glad we found you. Another one that we were thinking about was the woman whose image is sort of frozen at the end of the commercial, another young woman. Mm-hmm. And I understand she's from South America. So it looks like that was kind of a global montage of people.
It was. It was a global montage. Yeah. It was. Yeah.
And what have you heard from family or friends? It must be kind of weird because I think anybody in a national ad like that must feel celebrated, but at the same time, this is no reason to cheer. So what's the reaction been from your family or colleagues?
Exactly. So, I mean, my family, my friends, and my colleagues first were concerned because I don't look the best in that picture, so they wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm okay. This is really how I look 4 days a week, and I'm okay. And then the secondary reaction was, again, of pride. They felt very proud. I've been a nurse for 14 years. I've been a nurse in Haiti during the earthquake. I volunteer. I do mission trips. Like, I'm a boots on the ground type of nurse at work, in my community, for free, for pay. It doesn't matter. So they just felt like, wow, who better could have been chosen, you know, to be part of this ad? So it was nice to hear, you know, for people to send me pictures and to hear nice things. But like you said, it's very hard for me to, like, stay excited or be in a celebratory mood when, you know, people are still dying and people are grieving loved ones. It's so hard for me to, like, have that type of joy without it being a shared experience. But I know that, like, when all of this is over, I'll really be able to grasp how big this campaign is and what it meant, you know, to everyone who saw it, who felt something from it. But right now, I just have mixed feelings right now.
I think when this is all over, Patty, we're all going to need a good cry. And I think some of you, some of us, some of everybody's going to need some PTSD counseling. And I'm not kidding about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think I don't want to speak for everyone, but I know that, you know, I cry privately, you know, when I'm home and I feel stressed out and I know I experience anxiety and that's something that I've never really experienced before. I mean, to work in the emergency room is very stress-inducing. You have to kind of be built a certain way to perform your task. And you're like, you're an adrenaline junkie. You know, challenges is why you signed up. It's a little different to be scared also. It's just a little different. And it takes a toll on you emotionally, psychologically, and physically. And I know that a lot of us are going to need a lot of support. You know, when things get better, I know that for a fact. I know that I will.
You are an ER nurse at a hospital in Washington, D.C. You work 12-hour mm-hmm. shifts. You said 4 days a week. You have that, you know, fortunately, an N95 mask, but also just those things are uncompromising. They're difficult to wear. Then you wear another mask mm-hmm. over that to protect the N95. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. do you throw away the outer mask and then reuse the next day the N95?
No. So I throw away the outer mask in the N95. They want us to collect it in case we don't have any more, and they come up with some way of sterilizing it. But no, I've been fortunate enough, my coworkers have been fortunate enough not to have to reuse N95 because they shouldn't be reused. So we've been fortunate enough to not have that issue.
Are you dealing with?
So we've been well protected.
Yeah. Are you dealing with COVID-19 patients coming in, Patty?
All day. I mean, we're in an emergency room. We're on the front line. Anyone with symptoms, anyone who thinks that they've been exposed, or anyone who feels sick, and not just for COVID-19, for any emergency, we have to remember people are still having heart attacks and strokes and infections and getting into car accidents and stuff like that. That's still going on top of COVID-19. So we're seeing a gamut of everything. It's just more intense because of COVID-19. It's a little bit it's a little bit scarier because that's always something underlying in your mind. This person presents with this, but you also have to rule them out for COVID.
So then,
you know, everyone is presumed positive.
That's an interesting point. Even if, say, only 2 out of 10 are positive, you don't know. Everybody has to be treated the same way. So then do you worry a little bit on any given day? I mean, COVID-19 isn't a death sentence. In fact, it almost always is not. And more often than not, mm-hmm. you don't even know you have it. So I'll put that on the mm-hmm. shelf for a moment. But how much anxiety mm-hmm. do you have lacing up every day to go to work?
The anxiety I have is more about what kind of day I'm going to have. Like, is somebody going to die alone? Is someone not going to be resuscitated? That's the type of anxiety I have. As far as getting COVID-19, like you said, I may have it right now and not know about it because I don't have symptoms. And without symptoms, I won't be tested. You know, the doctors and nurses treating patients right now may be COVID-19 positive. So for me to be fearful about that, that would just drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's just something that I cannot control at all. What's anxiety inducing is just, you know, hearing about states opening up, hearing about a possible surge again, and just the new stuff that's coming out, the new information that's coming out weekly about new symptoms and manifestations and what happens to people post COVID-19. Those are the type of things that create anxiety for me, but not actually getting the virus.
I never thought about the point you just made in passing that a doctor, a nurse, a technician doesn't get tested every single day to see if they have it.
No.
If they're asymptomatic, mm-hmm. then they assume they're not. And if, I guess you have sufficient PPE to protect you from me, I guess that affords me some protection from you. So who knows, right?
Right. Exactly.
Huh.
Exactly. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time. I'll let you rest a little bit more today. But having seen the ad, I'll just state what I said at the beginning. I thought, wow, this is the front line. These are people who are whooped. I mean, this is not only exhaustion. There are scars on their faces. But you also had the image. This is just my reaction to the commercial. Like, these people are tough. They're determined. And we're going to get, and I borrowed a lot from your faces. I said this the other day, Patty. I thought, these are the people that are going to get us through it. Hooray. You know, I mean, the ad worked for me that way.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that.
Well, my best to you and your family and all of your colleagues there as well. Thank you, Patty.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Be safe.
Patty, we didn't use her last name, as a nurse at a hospital in Washington, D.C. She's in the middle of that montage, and you can't miss the lines on her face in that Dove commercial. 11:26 on WGN. John Williams here. Boy, we could use our speed jokes, couldn't we?